USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Just a week ago, a deadly tornado barreled through five states in the Midwestern and Southern United States, with Kentucky being hit the hardest. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear describes a force that is helping his state to recover.
We're over 1,300 strong in Western Kentucky, 640 guard, 600-plus transportation employees, 100 state police, 20-plus forestry individuals. We believe that FEMA is swelling to about 700 this week.
Beshear adding that his state recorded 77 deaths and only one person is still missing. Former Minneapolis police officer Kim Potter is taking the stand in her manslaughter trial today. Potter killed Dante Wright during a traffic stop arrest in April, where she claimed she mistakenly grabbed her gun instead of her taser. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
A recent survey conducted by SkyNova, an invoicing software for small businesses, finds that 67% of vaccinated Americans believe the unvaccinated should pay a COVID tax to cover businesses' pandemic safety expenses. But most business owners and the unvaccinated themselves don't believe in such fees. While 54% of vaccinated Americans were personally willing to pay a fee for COVID-19 precautions when visiting a business, only 8% of the unvaccinated said they would do the same. The digital survey was conducted of 1,075 Americans. Pfizer and BioNTech are asking the FDA to approve their COVID-19 vaccine for kids as young as 12. The two companies submitting their Phase 3 clinical trial data to the agency as a supplemental application for the vaccine. The shots have already been approved for adults and children as young as 16. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The typical American family lost several thousand dollars this year due to rising prices caused by inflation. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting last week that the Consumer Price Index rose 6.8% over 12 months. The University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School found that the inflation trends caused American households to have to spend $3,500 more this year to have the same amount of consumption compared to previous years. This, as Treasury Secretary Jerome Powell says, inflation is affecting folks as they shop over the holidays.
We see consumer expenses very strong in this quarter. I don't know, Ed, whether you're talking about more shopping online versus shopping in the store, but consumer demand is very strong. Incomes are very strong, you know, because people are going back to work and they're getting wage increases. Admittedly, some of the wage increases are being eaten away by inflation, but nonetheless, incomes overall are going up really significantly because of increased employment, and spending has been strong. There may be something in the seasonality that this year holiday spending may have been pulled forward, and of course there may be effects from Delta, and there might be going forward from Omicron. But fundamentally, though, the consumer is really healthy, and we expect personal consumption expenditures to be pretty strong in the fourth quarter.
More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.